Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But we're talking about spring football. In 7-on-7 spring football passing camp, pajama day, Bobby King football, they have looked bad. Where I can lie to you and blow smoke up your you-know-what, I prefer to tell the truth.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Thursday's edition of Birds 365. Thank you all for being here this morning. We're about to talk offense coming off of day two of minicamp. John, before we do that, what's the day three schedule? Same today, heading down there around noon. I know you're heading down there right after the show. Could probably have to talk to some people, press conferences and such. But what's the schedule for the team and for, you know, when we'll be able to see some action?
No, they moved up practice today a little bit. It's going to be at noon.
It's supposed to be real hot down there today. Is that why they did that?
I don't know. It was raining. I haven't looked at the forecast. Might have something to do with that. Other than, you know, being the last day of school, I said some teams canceled the last day. Eagles are going to go. Probably need to work. They're only going to go 50 minutes, I think. So short practice. Then Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts are going to talk after practice. And they're going to have some players before practice, which is why I'm going to jet out of here as soon as the show is over. And then there's some other stuff. We'll get Nick in a more extended session that you'll probably hear about later in the summer when training camp comes up. But big day at the NovaCare Complex, final day, and then everybody is about out of you know what coming out of that. So be careful coming out of the NovaCare Complex. And as I always say to the young Eagles, skip the trip to cheerleaders, just go to the airport.
Yeah, makes sense. They don't like move in during minicamp, right? That's more of a training camp thing. You know how everybody sets their locker up and stuff. They don't do that.
Oh, their lockers are set up. Yeah, okay. I mean they're moved in from that standpoint. No, you know, there's much more pomp and circumstance to. Well, they have fans, not open, but season ticket holders. I don't know how they do it, the lottery, but there are fans at training camp practices. There are no bands at mini camp practices or anything like that.
Johnny Mack, let's talk offense, and let's start on the bullseye of the offense. Let's start on the most important person on the offense. That's Jalen Hurts. What'd you see from Jalen Hurts in day two?
Not great. One of the things that has concerned me the most is the uncertainty, and that's not just Jalen, but all the quarterbacks. And again, new offense, new system, new terminology. And especially on 7-on-7s that we talked about, that's a drill where the football should be coming out on time. It's a passing drill. And way too often, you see the Eagles quarterbacks holding on to the football. And that, to me, is a wasted rep. I was talking about this with Tim McManus, our buddy from ESPN. And we kind of both, you know, said, you know, why? I would, and Tim said he'd blow the whistle if he were Kellen Moore or Nick Sirianni. Because to me, it's a wasted rep. You know, ball comes out. It's practice. Who cares? You're practicing whatever that particular route is designed to do. And, you know, when we talk about that 2.3-second rule that Doug Nussmeier mentioned, or the 2.8 that maybe the Eagles want to get Jalen Hurts back to, that's the way you can do it, you know, in practice. Say, no matter what, just get it out. Now, yeah, people like me, and I think I'm pretty fair, but there are other reporters that will say, oh, Jalen Hurts had 4 interceptions. He was 9-for-12 and blah, 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 and not understand what they're trying to accomplish at practice. But the Eagles can't worry about that stuff. I hope they don't worry about that stuff. The goal is to get better.
I do. I really think they do.
Sometimes they do. Well, sometimes they get rabbit ears, but that I know for a fact. But they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm with you. They definitely shouldn't, but I know they do too as well from my experience. But James Carver, thanks for the super chat. I'm going to get to it in just a second. I just want to follow up with John on Jalen. I know maybe there's some indecisiveness or you're learning a new offense. There's new coordinators. I'm not looking for the offense to be perfect at this point. How does he look, though, from a confidence standpoint? How does he look from the ball coming out of his hand? Is he accurate? Is he, you know, is he doing anything that you're like, okay, he looks like he's, you know, getting back to form? Even I'll just point to the New York Jets. You see those videos. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, look at that.
That's a different animal. That's a guy who, he does not look like that. He hasn't looked good. I'm sorry. Put all the context.
You don't need to apologize, Johnny Mac. You're reporting on the team. If he doesn't look good, and that's the truth.
Well, when you criticize the starting quarterback on this team, people lose their minds.
They do, but you know,
labeled as everything. You know, from I don't even want to go down that route, but look, they're not. And I said the offensive line is key for this team. I would say the key for this team, because that's what ships everything. Everybody talks about the playmakers, and the playmakers are great. AJ, I often say, is the best football player on this team. Devontae's great. Everybody thinks Saquon Barkley's great. Dallas is great. And for all their talent and technique, that this thing runs on the offensive line, and they get better when they're out there leaning on people, dominating people, play actions involved.
Can't do anything if you don't block people. So I get why they're so important.
And that's where the Eagles offense will start to come together and will start to look better when the offensive line is involved on a daily basis. And they will get better. And they are too talented to be a bad offense. But in the spring, when it's 7-on-7, they've been a bad offense. There's no spin to that. And you can look at any reporter that's been down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I defy you to find one that has said the offense has looked good. And if they have, they're carrying the water and being a cheerleader.
I want to stay on Jalen Hurts, and we'll talk a little bit more about him. I have a couple other questions on Jalen, but I do want to get to James Carver's $20 Super Chat. James, thank you as always. We do appreciate it. When you guys contribute to the show, it does mean a lot. It goes a long way. So we do appreciate your guys' support in the chat as always. We do appreciate it. James says, I have small concerns about offense, but as Xander says, I live in the past with Auburn. James is an Auburn guy. In 10 and 13, Auburn struggled with major offensive coordinator changes and both ended great. And Bama people in 2014 freaked initially when Kiffin left in camp before their trophy. Thoughts, J-Mac? Just referring to the new offensive coordinator and if they'll be able to get this thing going and humming in the right direction.
Yeah, I've been very consistent. I think the floor for this offense isn't tremendously low.
What do you think the floor is? They were eight last year.
Top 10.
Similar. I don't think that's good enough, John. $175 million in offense.
Nobody thinks it's good enough. They didn't think the offense is good enough. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm saying that's the floor.
That's the floor.
And the floor in a top 10 offense is good in the NFL. It might not be what people want or expect or think it should be, but it's good. And that's the floor.
Well, let's hope they play above the floor because they got bounced in round one by the Bucs last year playing as a number eight offense in the league. So,
well, there's a lot of context. The defense missed about 100 million tackles in that game. And AJ wasn't in that game.
Offense still only scored 9 points in the game. So,
yeah, and they, on that front, but yeah, they didn't have AJ. And they, by the way, if they lose AJ, they won't be as explosive and the floor goes down, you know, as well. Because they're not the same team when he's not on the field. So he wasn't available in that game either. But if everybody's out there, it's going to be a good offense. The question is how good. The growing pains should have been expected. We should have made more emphasis on that because it is a big deal in changing terminology and adding elements to the offense and the motion. You're going to see more motion. You're going to see more bunch sets. A lot of people ask how much of Jalen Hurts has been under center. Not much, but it doesn't matter because the offensive line is not involved.
Right.
So, you know, one thing, and it might have been Dallas, somebody was talking about Kellen Moore likes play action. It's not even involved.
You can't, right? It makes, so it makes sense. There's a lot of stuff naturally missing right now, which you can't practice without it. I mean,
yeah. So I'm not trying to say it's going to be a bad offense. There's no way this is going to be a bad offense, but we're talking about spring football. In 7-on-7 spring football, passing camp, pajama day, Bobby King football, they have looked bad. Where I can lie to you and blow smoke up your you-know-what. I prefer to tell the truth.
John, we will take the truth all day and twice on Sunday. We appreciate you giving the truth and telling us what you saw. One thing I will ask about Jalen Hurts, and Daz in the chat brings up a good point, and he had a question earlier. I'm not going to scroll back and find it, but are you seeing anything that he points to there with leadership on the field with Jalen? I know he's not I'm not trying to change Jalen Hurts. I know he's more of a subdued, stoic guy, which I think serves him well in some spots. I do. But he is eventually going to have to take the baton of being the leader of the football team. You're the highest paid guy, you're the quarterback. With that comes leadership. Comes being a vocal leader, comes connecting with players, comes all of those things. Are you seeing any of that from Jalen Hurts? Are you seeing field leadership? Is he calling out stuff at the line? What are you seeing from Jalen Hurts from that perspective so far? And I'll go back to OTAs too, just in all of the things you've seen this summer.
No, but you're not changing plays at the line of scrimmage in practice. You're not, you know, there's no need to be overwrought in practice. There's no need to turn into Tom Brady throwing a iPad or whatever Microsoft is, ThinkPad
Pad or whatever
the heck. Whatever. They get no pub for what they do, but
Everybody calls it iPad. It's like the worst sponsorship ever.
Yeah, it is.
their direct competitor is
poor guy.
Everybody's
calling. So I try to get it right. I think it's ThinkPad. I try to get it right, but because they do it is the worst.
Surface. It's a Surface.
Microsoft Surface. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. That tells you how much it's working. Anyway, I mean, that stuff doesn't exist again in practice. So, but from your larger standpoint, like, he's not changing. He's not changing. Like, you wouldn't expect, well, some people expect, and some people don't like Slay's a personality. A lot of fans don't like it. Some people don't like CJ's personality. It's not changing. And Jalen, you know, they won 29 of 32 games with this stoic Jalen Hurts. He was the best player on the field in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a different time though, John. There was more leaders. You had Jason Kelce up front. I mean, it's a different feel. As time goes on, he is going to be the guy that has to lead. And I'm with you. I don't want to
by nature, his position
right
includes leadership. But
remember, there's always a knock on Carson Wentz, too. He's a great quarterback, but there's other things that come with being a quarterback that's not just having talent. And he wasn't very good at that.
Jalen has talked about this in the past. Like, everything's fine when you're winning. Everything, like, people don't think he's a leader because they lost, you know, 6 of 7 games, whatever. They thought he was a leader before that. He literally didn't change. You know, when you hear new guys come, what's the first thing they say? Almost to a man. When they get asked, hey, you got any friends on the team? Anybody contact you? It's almost always Jalen Hurts first. Goes out of his way to text people, welcome them to the team. He's the same guy. He's always been the same guy. But it's similar to play calling when I always say my play call. Like, there's multitudes of ways to judge leadership. I don't think leadership is even remotely an issue with Jalen Hurts. If you want to discuss Jason Kelce leaving and Jason Kelce's responsibility for calling out protections, and where does that go? Does that go to Cam Jurgens? Does Jalen Hurts got a...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Pick up more of a piece of that pie. All of that stuff to me is legitimate. Leadership, you know, just because you lose a football game doesn't mean you became a bad leader from when you were a good leader.
No,
that to me makes no sense.
I do disagree on this, where I think different moments, different circumstances, different things that happen require different action, require different things that you do to handle said situation. I'm not going to be the same person in every situation. I'm not going to do the show today on June 6th the same as I'll do it if the Eagles just won the Super Bowl and we have a show the following day. Like, you get what I'm saying?
I think people are different.
You got to be a different guy when sometimes the moment calls for it. I'm not saying you to be a different guy, but I'm saying for you to expand who you are to meet the moment. That's on you as a quarterback. I'd like to see Jalen do a better job of that this year, because I don't think he did last year down the stretch.
Yeah, I we disagree on that. He to me is, and I think everybody is the same guy. I don't think people change their personalities. If you do, you're James McAvoy, the actor, did the movie Split with the split personalities. You know, you got 18 different personalities, you're probably nuts. One personality.
Yeah, I get
that. And it changes. It doesn't change. You might have a bad moment in a game where, you know, people blame AJ for being emotional on the sidelines, but he's got the same personality all throughout the process. As I mentioned, Slay and CJ McQuinion Mitchell, you know, being so quiet. People have personalities, and their personalities generally don't change. And they don't change because, and if they do, if you're trying to actively change it to meet a moment, it's probably not going to end well. I mean, execute. Yeah, I to be blatant, leadership and stuff like that. It's, and I don't want to say it's not meaningful, because guys like Jason and who are, you know, I think it more of just being good people than leadership, and being hard workers and going about your job the right way. I think that's more important. I think that stuff gets kind of way blown out of proportion. Like, if you show up and do your job and show the young players how to be a professional as a veteran, I think you're a really good teammate. And if you're a bad teammate, that shows up in other ways. But when people talk about leadership and it's a sliding scale and you got to be like Tom Brady this moment and you got to be stoic this moment, yeah, I think that's way overrated.
I definitely get what you're saying. I don't want people to change who they are. I just, you know, I do think that different moments call for you to be a different version of yourself. I don't want you to be different than yourself, but I do want to see him meet the moment, and we can argue about that another time. I guess that doesn't matter much on June 6th. John, let's stick on the offense, though. We got about 13 minutes until Bob Brookover joins the show. He's been down. He's been down there, right? So we'll have a chance. Yeah, so we'll have a chance to talk to him about what he's seen through the mini camp. What else stuck out to you on offense so far, other than it being terribly boring?
And that might be by design as well. Yeah. You know, hope to talk to Nick and get more information about that, but they're trying to do some things, and there's been a lot of underneath throws. And when they do push it down the field, it hasn't been great. I thought Will Shipley, if you want to, he, you know, from where he came, you talk about improvement. You know, he looked like he was fighting the football, catching it early when he got here, maybe a little bit nervous trying to fit in. And yesterday at his best practice by a wide margin. And he looked basically bad and almost uncomfortable as a receiver when he first got here. And all of a sudden yesterday, he's making plays, making a diving catch. And looked very comfortable. So that was a positive. Tanner McKee had that one bad second day of voluntary stuff. Yeah. He looked really bad, and he's bounced back and looks like himself again. So that's a positive. Kenny Gainwell had a drop. Ed Kratz was making fun of me because I said he's the best receiving back on this team. Just
Eddie Kay holding you to the
Just pass catcher. Need a drop, which is rare, and it shows up when he does. So he made a mistake. Devin White is we're talking offense. Sorry, I was just looking at my notes. And so offensively, yeah, it's Kenny Pickett. Had some nice throws as well. But the first team is what everyone's concerned about. And, you know, he had an opportunity to make – Kalen had an opportunity to make a big throw to Dallas Goedert, who got behind the defense, and he threw it over the wrong shoulder. Josh Sweat jumped off sides on one play, and for the good of that was Jalen recognized it immediately and took the deep shot because it was a free play, T.J. Brown, but he had a chance to hit it and missed that. It hasn't been great. The two biggest plays were probably the dig route to A.J. Brown was the biggest one. It's about 20, 25 yards. Middle of the field, nicely placed ball. And then he had right after he missed Dallas, he went back to him. Might have been the next play, might have been two plays. He hit him on a corner route. And that was a good throw as well. So it's not all terrible, but it's very consistent. Too much holding on to the football. It's practice. Ball's got to come out.
A couple targets for Saquon Barkley yesterday, John. I know they were just checkdowns from what I read, but
the decoy got the day before. You know, it's funny. They ran a little rub route, and Saquon finally got a catch. It was with AJ, so that was interesting. But it's a 5-6 yard gain.
That's not a Johnny Mac play. Rub route with AJ and throw the ball to Saquon.
Yeah, and the second target he didn't catch, but they did these four receiver spread receiver sets where Saquon was in the backfield, and he basically at the snap basically just ran to the sideline, you know, in a straight line as the outlet receiver as the four receivers go down the field. So it's been mainly a decoy spring for Saquon. But again, I tried to – this is not the time for running backs. And there's no play act. That's when he's going to be impactful. When play action becomes a part of this offense and people have to be concerned about him running the football, that's when he's going to be impactful. on this offense and hopefully make things easier for the receivers. And the offensive line's a big part of that as well. And the quarterback, make things easier. That's when you'll get to see what kind of impact Saquon Barkley will have on this offense. But as far as a pass catcher, I would temper your expectations.
John, I wanted to ask you about two other guys on offense before we get to a break here. Bring up Bob Brookover. One being the tight end, Dallas Goedert. I will say all is quiet on the Dallas Goedert front. I haven't heard much about him, haven't talked much about him since I started doing this show with you. Just not a big topic of conversation. That's not a bad thing, but I'm just asking, what have you seen? Are they working him into the offense? Elliot Shore Parks put out there, he looks a lot skinnier and a lot faster this year. Looks like it almost looks like a receiver running routes. What are you seeing from Dallas Goedert?
Dallas is great. That's why I think you don't hear a lot of talk about him. He's so consistent. And he's such a constant. My only concerns about Dallas Goedert are injuries and the way he plays. Yeah. He plays such a physical brand of football.
That's my kind of football too. I love that physical brand of football.
And he's, missed multiple games. Yeah. And Bob was, Bob texted me. He's coming on. He said, screw it. But now the Eagles have moved things up. So, we can only keep him for 20 minutes because he's got to bail because he's got to get down there.
Maybe we'll get out of here a little early today if we need to.
Doing business. With Dallas, it's impressive. One of the most impressive things when the special teams goes out there, Jason Michael, the tight ends coach, just throws footballs to Dallas Goedert when the special teams guys are doing their work. And he just snatches them out of the air one-handed. It's pretty impressive to watch.
Yeah.
And one time he had one of the trainers put a towel on his one arm to also mimic a defender that might be grabbing at his arm or grabbing at his body and just catching the thing one-handed. He's really a great football player. That's why you never hear people talk about Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, do you think he'll have a bigger role in this offense, though? I mean, I'm not going to say he didn't have a big role last year, but when you talk about the level of talent that Dallas Goedert has, and I called him overrated on the show one time, and people ripped me for it. And I see what you mean. He's not overrated because he's a tremendous talent, but I don't think the Eagles use him to the fullest that they could. Maybe that's because they have two humongous
wide receivers.
I'm not going to say Travis Kelce, but I think he has George Kittle maybe-esque upside in terms of, impact on the passing game. They don't seem to use him that much like that. Part of it is injuries. But I think it could come out a little bit more with Kellen Moore, who's known for spreading the ball around.
I don't know. Yeah, Dallas talked yesterday, and I think he mentioned, and maybe it's more of the old offense, and maybe Kellen Moore will spread it around more. To me, that wouldn't be a problem with Dallas Goedert. But he mentioned, he's fine if we got to throw it to, and he's the term 150 times to AJ and Devontae. He's fine with it as long as they're winning games. And those are the two guys. So yeah, he said throw it to AJ and Smitty 150 times each. And that's good with me as long as we're winning. Those are the two guys, man. I don't know what people get. And Dallas is great at what he does. One of the few real two-way tight ends, old school tight ends. He can play in line, he can play flex, he can block. He's a great receiver. He's a great player, and that's why nobody questions him. The more of the questions a tight end, do they have a second tight end? Nick Sirianni seems to be higher on Grant Calcaterra. Albert O, always tantalizing from a physical perspective. CJ Uzomah is the veteran option. Nobody worries about Dallas Goedert. Just a really good player.
Yep, really good player. Hopefully he has another good season and can stay healthy all throughout. John, one more question on offense before we get to Bob Brookover, who's about to join us. John Ross appears to be getting a little bit more reps. Is he moving up in the wide receiver depth chart? What have you seen from first-round pick? And what was it? I don't want to say former. I'm not allowed to say former, but what was it, 2017?
2017, yeah.
Yeah, 2017 first-round pick. Getting some reps here in Philadelphia.
Top 10 pick. He's been very good. I would argue he's been their third best receiver since he got here. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if that says more about the guys behind him, but you know, he hasn't played a lot. He retired. Hasn't played since 2021. Obviously, he had a ton of talent coming in, but it didn't work out. A lot of injuries. Talked about some of the dark places he was in because of those injuries, and he seems to be in a much better mental standpoint. Everybody knows he can run. He had a one-handed catch from Kenny Pickett that was pretty impressive. You see some of the rust. He had a chance the other day to catch one on a corner route. He only got one foot in, and that's the kind of stuff he'll probably get a little bit better at if he's still here. But I'm not sure that's a good thing. I'm not sure it's a good thing. And maybe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.